This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Welcome back to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is part two of our chat with Paolo Villonco of Ignition. In part one, if you haven't heard it, I encourage you to do so. That is episode number 60, where we discuss the origin of Ignition, which is a co-working and innovation hub here in Manila, and as well Paolo's origin and journey, which includes a Stanford education and experience in Silicon Valley. So really interesting journey. In this episode, we discuss with Paolo the venture capitalist and funding aspects of starting a business over here and adding value to the skill sets in the Philippines. So this is relevant to everyone because it's all about getting the best skills into your business. So really interesting conversation, and join us as well for part three, which is coming up soon.
The phase one is just really creating the fundamentals, bringing in like these fundamental best practices down to the SME level. But at the same time, what we want to do also as Ignition is bridge that network as well. Give that exposure of VCs internationally, highlight some of the innovation that's being done in the Philippines. But at the same time, also expose Filipino entrepreneurs to what it means to be world-class, what it means to be global. Because, you know, one of the biggest things I learned while I lived in San Francisco and the Bay Area was that ideas are cheap. Like, it's all a huge part. It is the starting point of anything, but execution is where is what separates really the successful people from non-successful people. I mean, that sounds so basic and intuitive, but then it surprises me. I surprise myself how I don't appreciate that as much. And I think in the Philippines, we overemphasize ideas too much. We're too selfish in that we think I own the idea and I must own everything. Or to the extreme, I have the capital and I own everything. There's no it's hard to find somewhere in between. Whereas in a more sophisticated, innovative environment, people know that, you know, there are billions of people in this world. Let's say if I see an opportunity in a particular industry, it's highly unlikely that I'm the only one who thought of that.
Right?
And, you know, I need a team to really fine-tune that idea and create something and continuously innovate, right?
Because as Peter Thiel says, there's very few original ideas. They're kind of just an evolution of an existing idea anyway. So it's a...
Sure.
It's more a progression than a kind of hallelujah moment.
Yeah, no, I believe in that.
And so how do you compare the startup scene to here to that of Silicon Valley? And as well, you were talking about a sort of world-class Philippines. I do find here that people dream big. You know, everyone in Silicon Valley, everyone thinks they're going to have the next unicorn, which is probably a bit the wrong way. Whereas in Philippines, I try and encourage people to not think about launching a business in the Philippine market, but take on the world, because you've got a lower cost base here and you've got equal skill sets. So, you know, build a product that takes on the world. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, there are two things. I also advise the Department of Science and Technology on their innovation initiatives, and that is the big question. Like, how do we transform the Philippines into an innovation-based economy from a cheapest labor economy, right?
Mm.
And really try to encourage us to be global, which is not going to happen overnight. It is a process. And so there are many issues. But let me highlight two things, which I think is quite interesting. The mindset of investors, Filipino investors, is very different from that, I think, in Silicon Valley. Like here, I don't think a Facebook or a Google would have ever been created.
Mm.
Because in the Philippines, the mindset of an investor is more like private equity rather than venture capital, because they're thinking, what are the numbers like? I mean, in terms of revenue, when will I get my return off investment?
Mm-hmm.
What is the cash flow like? And that is those are the milestones for success.
Which isn't a bad way to think. Silicon Valley's maybe gone a bit too far the other way.
I agree. They've gotten a bit too far, but over there, it's more like which I think some investors here could share that similar view. It's more like how fast and how many people can you get on your platform? Because they understand that once a community is built, once people are used to your platform and you're excellent at it, and people it's part of their daily lives. Like Google, it's part of any information that you want. Right now, like I let's say I want the best chocolate hot fudge sundae in BGC, I'll probably Google that instead of before. I'll ask friends or read up, get a book. So people are just so used to these platforms, and I think the investor over there appreciates the fact that, you know, there's a certain point where money is automatic. Like if I have a billion people on my platform, of course I'll be able to monetize that. That's
it's the longer term view, isn't it? Instead of spending $100 million on a bridge and then you earn that money over the next 50 years, instead of I think here in the Philippines there's still an expectation of an ROI in 3 years kind of thing, and which is amazing, because there is potential to get huge ROI here. Whereas I think in the West, all the margins are compressed and it's so much more competitive. So if you get an ROI in 10 years, you're lucky. Whereas people here can still get 3-year ROIs.
Yes.
So it's difficult then to convince them to invest in a 20-year ROI on a startup. Yeah.
True. I mean, I think there it's somewhere in between, right?
Yeah.
The problem is the types of innovation, because of this mindset of an ROI, is very limited, because people are thinking along those lines and not willing to experiment, because when you come up with new ideas that you know that people will appreciate, but you don't yet know how to monetize it, in other places people would invest in it. Here in the Philippines they wouldn't, because there's no clear path to earn. To each his own. I mean, for me, I respect investors. I mean, that's your money. Nobody should be able to tell you how you want to invest it.
And they take on the risk as well,
You take on the risk, right?
Yeah.
So I still respect that. I don't think one is really better than the other.
Yeah.
But I think that's one of the fundamental differences in terms of investor mindset. Another thing that I right now, like I'm a bit of an advocate of, is trying to expose the Philippine government to investing in technology or startups that Filipinos have, or the Philippines has a competitive advantage on.
Hope you enjoyed that. And that is episode number 62 and part 2 of a 3-part chat with Paulo. So the first episode is number 60. So do go and listen to that. If you want any of the show notes,
join us at outsourceaccelerator.com/62. If you want to ask us anything, please do so at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.